episode of the Broad Pod is brought to you by Cinematheque. Now, Cinematheque is operated by the Winnipeg Film Group and is a theater that plays beautiful films that you won't find in your mainstream theater. They have a documentary playing right now that's called She's Beautiful When She's Angry, and it's a documentary about the history of the women who founded the women's movement. They have a film called Grandma, which is about a wise crack drug smoking poet grandma, so that looks sweet. And The Look of Silence, which is another documentary about murders of millions of people in Indonesia. And yeah, so support local. Go check out Cinematheque at 100 Arthur Street in The Exchange.
Welcome to the Broad Pod, strongly opinionated since 2015.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
That was beautiful. My recording contract? That was like harmonization.
That made me very happy.
Can you rap again today,
yes.
Please?
Yes, I can.
Please?
Yep. I'm going to do it.
It's beautifully.
All right. Hi, people.
Hello.
Episode 7.
What are we talking about? Politics.
Politics. We have a new prime minister and he's hot, y'all. Like, literally, that's the only news stories
you
I've
know
seen.
What I saw? I saw a news story that made me laugh. It was like 16.
Don't objectify him, Lena.
It was
Sorry.
Like 16 Americans that think the new prime minister or are thirsty for the new prime minister.
It's true. Well, we saw it on Perez Hilton yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, attention Americans, Canada has a new prime minister and he's hot, y'all.
Everyone, I just remember watching, it was on Twitter that whole evening, and all those photos of him when he was doing that boxing match,
he was
shirtless, everyone was like tweeting that photo over and over again.
Yep. Oh, JTT. It's going to be a fun 4 years.
It's weird, like, to have a prime minister with the name Justin. It doesn't feel very prime ministerial.
You're right.
Like, I went to school with him, and
Think Justin Bieber, like a child. Like, I don't know.
I think Justin Timberlake.
That too.
Isn't that funny?
Also, he's JT. So,
yeah. That's true.
It's Trudeau. It's Trudeau.
It's Trudeau. Oh man, I'm excited, guys.
Yeah,
it's a liberal country.
I know. I'm so excited to see.
I can't believe they got a majority. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Yep. We'll see how this all goes. Day two in a new country.
Things are still looking up.
Things are still looking good, y'all.
You know
still
what?
Good.
I used to have this shirt and I don't know where it is and I think I lost it and I'm so sad. But it was like, you know those like red circles with the line through it? So it was like Stephen Harper's face.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like, it was like something like no Harper, something about kitties, because there's a little kitten on it too. I can't remember. I'm so sad.
Saying day two in a new country just makes me think of when, you know, they have those like big plants and it's like how many days without an accident or something. just count it.
How many days without a Harper?
Yeah.
Two apparently.
Okay.
So should we get into some news?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a new thing, huh? That's airtime now.
Why do we even have a thing? Why do we even have music?
No, we shouldn't. Just let Lena sing
or rap all our theme songs now.
Yeah.
It's either going to be
meowing. It's going to be no production. It's going to be on the fly.
This is real radio, okay?
The seat of our pants.
Flying. Live.
Like a boss.
Okay. So first up, I think this is a local story.
Yeah, local.
I mean, granted, it could be an anywhere story. But this one's local, I think. So anyways, let's break it down. So Spirit Halloween, it's the store that sells Halloween costumes in this city that we live in, and probably others, but regardless, They are selling a Caitlyn Jenner costume from her 2015 Vanity Fair, July 2015 Vanity Fair costume. And at the same time, they are also selling the 1976 Montreal Olympics Bruce Jenner decathlon outfit. Now, both of these things are confusing. Spirit Halloween says that they create a wide range of costumes that are often based on celebrities, public figures, heroes, and superheroes. Caitlyn Jenner is all of the above, and our exclusive Caitlyn-inspired costume reflects just that. And they would not disclose how many they have sold, but noted the costume is selling, quote-unquote, very well. Now, first off, that's super vague. So very well could be like, well, we assumed we sold zero and we sold one. Therefore, things are looking up. But regardless, it's, I don't know. I'm on the fence about this one.
Well, okay, I get that there are tons of costumes out there where you dress up as a celebrity and just kind of in, even in their kind of like everyday kind of clothing or whatever. There's like kind of an iconic photo, like the one with Caitlyn on the cover. It was Vanity Fair. And there is costumes like that. But the thing is with it, her being transgender, that people already kind of take that as like kind of cross-dressing. There's kind of like a weird, like you're dressing up as her. Like, I don't know. There's like a weird kind of...
Well, and like, okay, so say if you're like, oh, I'm going to be like Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to be like Marilyn Monroe for Halloween. Blah, blah, blah. And then you get all cute and you're like Marilyn Monroe. But like, I don't believe it's the same tone if you were to do it as Caitlyn Jenner. Like, I like, we're not stupid. We're not like, oh, you're, you know. It's because you think she's a beautiful, iconic woman.
Well, some people might, but...
I mean, like, who, though? Like, one person? Come on.
Well, I don't know.
Do you think anyone... selling this as a Halloween costume. Honestly, like, it's so disrespectful. It is so disrespectful. And I, like, I have a hard time thinking that they're taking that tone, especially now. So soon after it happened. Like, in 40 years, maybe. But, like, not now.
Right. So you think a lot of people who would wear this would be, like, making fun of her.
I think it's like the Pocahontas costume.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Again now?
Like Pocahontas.
There's like all those Pocahontas and like Indian costumes.
Yeah. And actually, interestingly enough, I came across something really interesting while you guys were whatever.
Well, we were whatevering.
Telling the news. Okay, so.
Break it down.
Spirit Offensive Halloween costumes. Is the same like company who... said last year they like made a statement that they're going to stop selling the Pocahontas costume.
Yeah, I remember that.
They still sell it online.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way they stop selling that or like any of the...
I feel like so many people buy that and I don't know.
I don't understand why people are like, nope, this is V-chill.
Well,
it's fine.
What bothers me is it's like, it's not my... like, it's not a costume. Like, it's my culture. Like, I don't understand why you need to... like, why you need to make fun of me or us or, like, I hate that. It feels so... I don't know. You're trivializing it. And you're not taking it seriously. When it's something that I take seriously. And that's the thing with the Caitlyn Jenner thing. Like, you know, I don't know. It just...
Well, that's, like, the problem. Like, people already don't accept or have... There are, like, a lot of issues around acceptance in the transgender community. And then... there's just like with that kind of costume and already like people are like, oh, they're just kind of cross dressers or, you know, and then you're just going to like dress up as her. And it's not, I don't know. It's just not good.
Yeah.
It's wrong, y'all.
It's wrong.
Didn't they interview a Winnipeg woman about this?
They did. They interviewed Shandy Strong, who is a local trans advocate.
She said, it's like sending the wrong message.
Exactly. She, a quote in this article we're reading, this is a CTV article, so anyways, we'll shout out CTV, I guess. She said that it's just an excuse for some beer-swigging dude to put on a dress and go, hey, I'm a tranny, look at me. Which is like pretty much what you were just saying, Savs, is like. No one's gonna.
I agree with her.
If they were using it as like a way to
support. Well, I'm saying, like, what if, like, the trans there community? Could be someone who's, like, transgendered who maybe would wear that costume? I don't know.
Right. Like, maybe at, like, I'm thinking, you know how every year they have Halloween balls? Like, the LGBT balls and stuff like that? I feel like that would be
appropriate.
A safe space to do something like this. But I feel like most people have the decency and common sense to realize, like, it's just a dumb idea.
I don't think a trans person would.
I don't. Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
That would just be like saying, oh, Carrie's going to be Pocahontas this Halloween because she's Aboriginal and she can own it.
Like, yeah. No, I'm not. Exactly. Gonna, you know what I mean? That's a fair point. Yeah. That is a fair point.
And yeah. Yeah. So anyways,
I don't know, like, anyone who could. Yeah. Like,
I all right. I think, I think this, like, argument, like, is lost. Offensive. I think Sav just ended this conversation.
Basically, it's offensive. Mic and drop. It should not exist.
Yeah. Okay. We're done. We're done with this one. Sav's done.
Get your life together, Spirit Halloween.
Yes, please.
Well, you know, they're never going to get their life together.
There are so many options for so many other costumes that I don't even know why you need to include these ones. You will be fine and your business will be great if you don't include these, like, really racist or demeaning or, you know, offensive. What I mean? Yeah.
Or... Guys, I have an even better idea.
Just go make a costume.
No, I have an even better idea than that. Hmm. Are you ready? Yeah. This is revolutionary. Wow. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
For Halloween, here's what you should do. You should dress up like a goddamn adult and leave Halloween to children. It is a children's holiday. There's no need for adults to be dressing up in costumes in the goddamn first place.
What if you want, like, a really dope, like, Halloween, like, haunted house?
Nope.
And you want to, like, no dress up and scare children.
No reason. Why are you scaring children? That's horribly rude.
Like, not terrify them. I don't know. I had reason. Like, houses around my house that they would be like.
Nope. There are only two
Lena,
groups.
You're so lame.
I am. But there are only two groups of people / things on this planet that have any right to dress up in costumes.
Are you saying dogs?
Are you saying dogs?
No. I'm not. I'm saying children and babies that fall into one category.
Oh, okay.
Second category, all animals. Because it's hilarious.
All animals.
Yep.
Basically the same.
Yep. So not just dogs. All animals.
My cat's going to be a skunk and she's really pissed about it. Like, really pissed.
I don't think I have anything. She's probably like my
60 in cat year or in human years.
I want, your cat's, you know, the, like, 500. Yeah. You know the little dog in The Grinch? Like the cartoon? He's a little, like, antler.
Oh, the reindeer dog?
Because he makes him a reindeer? Yeah. I want Rocky to be there.
That would be adorable.
He'd be so cute because he looks like him.
So cute. Frankie's going to be an alien.
I'm going to make one.
It's going to be awesome.
An alien?
Yep.
Not a hot dog? Maybe both.
Frankie's a wiener dog, y'all. Chloe just made the lowest possible joke.
No, but she should be in that. It's so cute.
I know. It's so funny because she's a wiener. Okay, moving on.
You should paint little black stripes on her back. To, like, give her little, like, grill marks.
Grill marks. Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways, I'm done.
So cute. Can we just talk about dogs for the next 45 minutes?
Yes. No.
Sweet. No? Oh, okay. In other news, Canada lost its goddamn mind. Because Drake, like, released a single song.
That was
super
a big
annoying.
Day, though. That
the
was
19th,
a big day
October
in Canada.
19th.
Yeah. Yeah.
It Canada was just...
Jay's won.
Yep.
Hot Prime Minister.
Yep.
Drake video.
Yes.
Boom. My God. Killing it.
Killing it. So, can we just listen to this song for a minute? Just because yes, we please. Love this song so much. Let's just break it down first.
You used to call me on my... You used to... Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you
so, got a reputation for yourself. That song is really catchy.
That song has been on repeat.
Oh,
that's all Carrie listens to. She ditched The Weeknd.
No, I would never ditch The Weeknd. Don't you dare say that. Anyways.
Yeah.
So what's the news on this? What's the latest?
The latest on this is that while it's catchy as hell, the lyrics are kind of horrible.
Yeah.
If you like break it down for a second.
Yeah.
So.
But it's so catchy though.
It is because it's kind of like that whole message of like you used to be like a good girl and stay at home. Like it's kind of like, it's kind of like Barefoot in the Kitchen type message.
Lyrics, yeah.
Yeah. You know?
It is. I mean, do we have the lyrics somewhere?
I just brought them up. Okay. But,
so hit that up.
Well, like the hook or the verse or what?
Ever
since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself. Now everybody knows and I feel left out.
Yeah.
Girl, you got me down. You got me stressed out. Because ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor, hanging with some girls I've never seen before.
But like maybe you shouldn't have left. I mean...
Sounds like really creepy, controlling.
Yeah, like it's very possessive.
It's very possessive.
And catchy as hell.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
And judgy because she's going out.
It is judgy. And it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Like you should stay at home and wear a turtleneck and not ever go outside.
Yeah, exactly.
And have a good time.
Which is totally fine if you want to do that by your own choice. Because like... That sounds hella great.
True.
Unless somebody's.
But no, I'm just saying that's what he's like saying.
Yes, I know.
Stay inside and don't.
Yeah. So BuzzFeed caught on to.
Yeah, one of the verses is like, ooh. Wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't necessarily need to be a dirty lyric. You just think it's gross.
Yeah, I actually don't think that he means it that way.
Wonder if you're. Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah, he just means it like.
Doing everything you can for someone else
instead of me, because I'm possessive freak and I want.
Well, it says, wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up into backwoods for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else.
Yeah, he's just jelly. He's jelly.
Well, doesn't that sound like
Well, maybe you
sexual?
Shouldn't have left and then she wouldn't have moved on.
Yeah, geez,
but she's
Drake.
Allowed to move on and like, you
yeah,
know?
For sure.
But anyways, okay, the lyrics though that this lady...
rewrote
yeah kind of tie into this
lady on Facebook and BuzzFeed found her name is Javetta Laster and she has improved the original lyrics. So shall we break them down?
Yes,
rap for us.
But he's not even rapping in the song.
Well, like rap it's just like
ever
talk.
Since I left the city you I can't do it any more than that. Ever since I left the city, you've established an identity of your own. While I went out and did things to advance my life, everybody recognizes you are your own person with your own life goals, and I'm no longer a part of what makes you special. I'm so stressed because ever since I left you alone in the city, you've started to recognize how mesmerizing your body can be, and you get your own bottles while you enjoy busting some moves on the dance floor. You hang in with some girls that are your friends that I've never seen before because I've been gone away from the city, that, and they want to hang around you because you're you, but I don't know them because I've been away, so I'm confused.
So I'm confused. Poor Drake. I hope that he, like, does another... Can he just, like, do another cut with, like, these lyrics, please? And then put that out. Thanks. Thank you, Drake. Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks for doing me a solid.
Much appreciate
it. D-Drizzy. Just shout out to Drizzle. Can you please re-release?
You can re-release this territory, Lena.
I am? Am I handing it?
Yeah,
oh, no!
You and your
oh,
Izzles.
Oh, no! Okay, no more Izzles. No more Izzles. But isn't that his nickname, though?
I don't know.
Drizzle? Sure. It is now.
Drizzle and, like...
And?
Isn't Lil Wayne, like, Wizzle or Fizzle or something? Drizzy? Wheezy!
Wheezy.
And Yeezy? Yeah. Yeezy and Wheezy and Cheesy?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
That's enough.
Cheesy.
Jeez.
That's clearly my rap name. How dare you?
Yes!
Young Cheesy, baby.
Oh, my God.
Young Cheesy.
Isn't that what? Young Jeezy? That's another guy, right?
Anyways.
I don't know anything about music. Let's talk about JTT again.
Okay.
He's our premier Ministre.
Oh, nice.
Oh, the French.
Numéro 23. Or something. Is he the 23rd prime minister? Is that true?
I thought it was like 42nd.
That's how many Super Bowls there's been.
What is it?
He's like the...
the fifth? The fifth prime minister.
Like Trudeau was like the 15th prime minister, like his dad. So
why don't we just Google it, you guys?
Oh my God. Get on that. Okay. We need to know. This is pressing information. How many prime ministers have we had in this country?
I don't think I... Okay.
Oh my God. It's not that hard to Google that.
I spelled minister wrong.
Oh my God, Savard.
Like I put way too many I's.
How is this taking so long?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
It's 23, okay? I'm certain it's 23.
It might be 23.
It's not.
Oh.
Is it? Maybe. I don't know.
Here, I'll put 23rd and see what comes up. 23rd.
Oh my minister. God. You guys are causing me so much
he
pain.
He is.
Oh, look at that. I thought we had more.
No.
He's 23rd.
So his dad was the 15th. And now he is the 23rd.
Well, yesterday I referred to him as the 42nd prime minister. But it was in a private conversation. So,
well, now you just announced it publicly. Yeah. So,
anyway, so he's a prime minister now. Harper is gone.
Bye-bye. Bye,
Felicia.
Been
here for 10 years.
Bye, jeez. Felicia.
So the reason we're excited about this, beyond the fact that...
What Lena's excited about.
Yeah, shut up.
That's how good he looks, apparently.
He got that booty.
Oh, my God. That's how he got...
Can you objectify our prime minister?
That's how he got her vote.
Can I be really honest right now?
What?
The only reason I keep doing this is because I keep reading articles and every time it makes me laugh. It's like the dumbest thing
ever.
Well,
I feel like the Americans are like losing their shit. But
yeah,
like,
they're excited
for
us.
I honestly didn't even like notice. So I was like...
I know. Like, how did you... Most people that are like freaking out right now, how did you just notice this now? Like, he's literally been famous since the day he was born.
No, but actually, I didn't even think of it that way until I saw articles. And then I was like, I guess
he's good looking. It was a 78-day campaign.
I feel the same way as Savard. I feel the same way as you.
I did not even look at him that way. I was just kind of like, okay, like, I don't know.
I was like, well, he's not like a gray old man. Like, he's younger. He's, I guess, attractive. He's not like Harper, who's like a little Stepford husband looking guy.
Okay, anyways, we're going to stop talking about how people look.
But
we're completely like taking like giant strides backwards in what we tried to do on this podcast. Episode 7, we're done. Objectified and prime ministers.
Lena, it's your fault.
I'm sorry, okay?
Okay, no, but we like Trudeau. He is a feminist.
He is.
And proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he proud of it?
He is.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
He said, I have quote, Yes, I am a feminist. Proud to be a feminist.
Oh, he's like, proud of it.
There's the word proud in there.
Aw, cute.
He said, my mom raised me to be a feminist.
Aw. Aw, Marguerite. She's so cute. Actually, can I talk about that for a second?
Yes.
Yesterday, the Globe and Mail tweeted this, and I lost my damn mind. And lots of other people did, too, actually.
A lot lately.
I know. People need to stop giving me coffee because, like, things are getting out of control on the daily. So, anyways, Globe and Mail tweeted this yesterday, and it says, fun fact, Justin Trudeau's mom, Margaret, is the same age as Hillary Clinton.
That's, like, a thing. Like,
well,
an
and then everything.
Like, somebody just was like, oh, look at that. They're the same age.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just
fun fact.
Just a whole article on that.
Like,
I don't think
that's
it's
like
an article.
Is that, like, a party
it?
Fact? Oh, it's just a fun just fact. A
what is it linked to? I don't know. It just made me laugh because all the it links to a different article. It doesn't have anything to do with Margaret Trudeau. But like all the comments are like, are you mocking journalism? Who gives a fuck? Politics is wonderful, isn't it? What else do we have here? Why exactly is this relevant? And who are you shaming?
Yeah.
Who are you shaming? Must be shaming someone.
And then the last one is, you guys are kidding, right? This is a parody of the National Enquirer. Like, honestly, this made me laugh so hard. Like,
it's so ridiculous.
What is going on? So anyways, speaking of Margaret Trudeau, there you go. She's the same age as Hillary Clinton. Our prime minister's 43, and the next president of the United States is
his mom's age. Apparently.
You know what I love about Justin Trudeau? He's like hip and with it. So like to finish that
a new generation.
To finish that quote that's here, goes along. No, no, it's okay. And it goes along with the yes, yes, I'm a feminist, proud to be a feminist, and then it goes on. And then his last quote is the things we see online, whether it is issues like Gamergate or video game misogyny in popular culture, it is something that we need to stand clearly against. That's our prime minister who's, bringing up,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's when you, okay, when you think of, a suit, you know, or, a politician or, a suit, it's kind of, you kind of think of someone who, doesn't have their finger on the pulse, doesn't really care about, young people or...
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. thinks people who play video games are just this or that or lazy or, you know, just certain things like that. You kind of...
Yeah. I don't know, remember when Harper was trying to be relatable by saying he likes movies and TV shows?
Yeah. an alien. Says at a dinner party. Oh my goodness. Like movies. He's definitely... Well, I think it's going to be a lot different because he's a completely different generation.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think we need that. It's a fresh start.
Yeah.
And I think he can connect more to things like you're saying, to a younger generation and things that... affect them.
Yeah Well, and he's only been prime minister, he's not even technically prime minister at this point, right? He's prime minister delegate.
Yeah
He's only been this since
Monday?
10 p.m Monday. And already yesterday he gave a press conference saying that he's committed to appoint his new cabinet will have equal gender balance. Mm-hmm. Which is extremely important because that's something that never happens. It's always 500 old white dudes and a lady.
Most of the women, we were saying there's 76 women elected in the last election, 2011.
Oh, you're talking about MPs?
Yeah, and then there was 88 MPs this election. Most of them, wasn't it 50? I think most of them were liberal in the Liberal Party.
Well, that's because most of the people... elected this election. Yeah.
Liberal. I know. No, but they have more candidates running.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
And also, there's 10, it's a record apparently, but there's 10 Aboriginal MPs.
Mm-hmm.
There is?
Yeah.
This is incredible news. Yeah, I didn't hear that.
That's good.
That is good.
And wasn't the vote ridiculously up for young people going out and the Aboriginal community?
Yes, I hope so. That's cool.
I think I read that the Aboriginal vote was up by 20%.
Yeah, something.
And then the youth vote was also up something. I don't know the number off the top of my head, though.
Yeah. Well, even the overall vote was up from 62 to 68.
Everyone
69.
Individually got up and was we're going to vote Harper out.
Yeah. Apparently and so.
Leaving here,
unexpected landslide.
I didn't think they would get a majority, and I didn't think it was going to be as much of a red wave as it was. Even here in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
The
entire city went red except for one
ward. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and my ward was considered a safe ward. It was considered that it was going to keep its conservative stronghold.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Stephen Fletcher's gone, so.
My riding's been conservative.
Your riding was conservative?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. It's unbelievable. But in that sense, I hope this means we're going to have some advancement for
Aboriginal people or just everything.
Well, everything.
And women's issues and
Well,
even to get
environment.
People
are hoping that he has Elizabeth May as the environment premier.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But we'll see.
Well, and wasn't he very into the murdered and missing Aboriginal women, actually addressing that as a major, major problem, unlike Harper, who was it's fine. They're fine. You know?
Yeah.
And, that's very important. That's an issue that's been going on forever and, still not being addressed, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to bring up the Justin Trudeau, I don't know when he said this. Where's this article? But he's he reinstated his stance on the missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Right. I just put it in the chat.
Actually, interesting fact, there was 12 Indigenous candidates running for the Liberals across Canada.
What did we just say?
Well, there was...
There's 10 elected.
Oh, 10 elected. Yeah. But there was only 12 running? That's pretty
were
good.
Were they all Liberal Party? The ones that were elected?
Oh.
Because there's 12 running in for the Liberals, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just getting confused. But at the very least, 2 of 3 in Manitoba. Oh, of the Liberal candidates.
Yeah.
So Robert Falconoulet, Rebecca Chartrand, and Dan Vandel all identify as Aboriginal, and Ouellette and Vandel were both elected, so that's exciting.
Yeah, Vandel's my ward.
Whoop, whoop.
Wait, Rebecca Chartrand, is she in?
She's Churchill ward.
Oh, she's Churchill.
But what's her face won that ward? Another woman, but not
Nikki.
Amber. Nikki Ashton.
Nikki Ashton. Oh,
okay. She's had a stronghold on that ward forever. Yeah. Because her dad. No, NDP.
Yeah, NDP.
But her dad is, what's his face, Ashton? Steve Ashton.
Mm,
but yeah, I think that was considered a safe ward as well. They were pretty sure she was just gonna get reelected, which is good because it's still a lady.
So I was pretty sure Vandel was gonna get into ours and not Aaron Selby.
Oh yeah,
because Vandel was like, well, he's like the counselor for my area for years.
Oh, that's right. That's why I know that name. He used to be a city councilor.
Yeah,
and now he's the MP.
Yeah.
That's weird. I mean, I guess it's not that weird. Ouellette ran for mayor and then is now the MP, so.
Yeah. Moving on up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, do we want to play? So what Justin said, part of his victory speech on Monday night?
Yeah, let's do that.
There are 1,000 stories I could share with you about this remarkable campaign. But I want you to think about one in particular. Last week, I met a young mom in St. Catharines, Ontario. She practices the Muslim faith and was wearing a hijab. She made her way through the crowd and handed me her infant daughter. And as she leaned forward, she said something that I will never forget. She said, she's voting for us because she wants to make sure that her little girl has the right to make her own choices in life and that her government will protect those rights.
All righty.
Bringing down the house.
I'm going to be honest. I was like fully clapping when he said that. Like it was like 11 o'clock at night and I was like, yes.
This is alone in your living room.
Good. Good work. But, I mean, that was a really big issue during this election.
Yeah, it has been.
And, well, I mean, the Conservatives took a very strong stance against letting people wear religious...
Yeah, which was the whole issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very nice to see that, you know, the person we have now elected as Prime Minister is taking a stance in the opposite.
That was, a lot of... why maybe the Liberals got such a huge amount of the vote was because that was a really hot topic for a lot of people. We're a multicultural country. And we have a lot of immigrants here.
And there's a lot of immigrants coming in from Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. And obviously they want to get here and feel like they're at home, right?
And that's,
right.
Like that woman said, that's one of the reasons that she chose Canada because it would be a place where it would be safe for her to practice her religion and that we would be accepting of that. But it's like with what Harper's doing, it's like, well, we're accepting, but to a point.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not even accepting it at this point. It's like, yeah, you can come here, but no.
Yeah, but, like, not during the ceremony, but it's, like, after, you know, like, in your house, like, whatever, then that's fine. But I don't know. But, yeah, it's good. I think a lot of people are happy about how the election turned out. I'm still so surprised that they got a majority.
I know.
Crazy.
It's, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so what are they? So, yeah, like, Canada's history of women in government. We could talk a bit about that now.
Yeah.
So, like, what? Women got the vote in 1918, and then the next federal election wasn't until 1921. So that's when the first female member of parliament was elected. So that's kind of cool. The first time a woman could run, she was elected.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? What did you say?
1921.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She founded, it was Agnes MacPhail, and she founded the Elizabeth Fry Society.
Who did?
The woman who was the MP.
Who's Agnes
MacPhail?
Who's Elizabeth Fry?
I'm saying Agnes MacPhail founded the Elizabeth Fry Society of Canada.
Yeah, I know, but what's Elizabeth Fry?
What is that?
What'd she do?
The Elizabeth Fry Society of Manitoba, so they're established in 83, and they address like women's needs in regards to like the provincial and federal justice system.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's cool.
And in 2006, they became an Aboriginal organization that provides services to all women involved with the criminal justice system specifically.
Hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
It's evolved from that.
That was in 2000 when?
Cease.
2006 is when it changed that to specifically Aboriginal women.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. See, the reason I ask is because it's like when you just name a foundation after a person, it could be like, the blah 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 society, and then it's like all they do is like knit hats for cats to wear in the winter, and like, like that's great. I love it.
I thought you'd heard of it. Like, it's pretty.
I never heard of it.
It's actually like down the street, isn't it?
It's in Selkirk. It's on Selkirk. Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, and then it moved. There used to be an Elizabeth Fry place, like on Princess or something like
that. Selkirk's not that far away from.
Yeah. I just remember it being on Selkirk, so I don't know.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, so that's the first MP.
You go, Agnes MacPhail.
And then the first female senator was appointed to the Senate, let's see, in 1930.
Who dat?
Corrine Wilson.
You go, Corrine Wilson.
And that was like, and women couldn't, even though after we got the vote and everything and you could run as an MP, you still couldn't run as a senator right away. So that was just after that was allowed that she got into the Senate.
Okay.
And then it wasn't for another 23 years till another woman got in.
What?
To the 53.
Granted, they went through like the Depression and then a world war. So like everything went to shit. So, you know.
Focus was shifted. And so then
that's just how it goes. Yeah. That's how things happen.
First Canadian woman that was a federal cabinet minister was in 57.
Okay. Who that?
Ellen Fairclough.
Don't know who that is.
And apparently she was responsible for introducing, so she was the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration, and was responsible for introducing measures that went a long way towards eliminating racial discrimination in the immigration policies in Canada.
And then Harper came in and screwed that all up. Hey-o! Harper joke. I'm just getting it in before they're no longer relevant.
Well, it's still a hot topic.
Yeah.
And then, so first female on Supreme Court was in 82. So she was the first Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada was Bertha Wilson.
I love the name Bertha.
And?
Just sounds like a name you would name your cat.
Ooh.
Or like a chicken or something.
And she was well remembered for conquering in the Supreme Court decision overturning Criminal Code of Canada restrictions on abortion in 88.
Ooh.
Look at all these women.
I know.
What they done. They didn't just get in. They like Day got house. In and did stuff.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Some really meaningful work.
I like it.
And then the first female governor general, Jean Sauvé.
Jean Sauvé. We have a collegiate named after her in this city.
And let's see. And she was also, she's like a lot of firsts. She was the first woman member of parliament from Quebec.
Oh,
she was the first federal cabinet minister from Quebec.
Oh, then, I don't know what they do.
And then she was the first woman speaker of the House.
Oh, the Palais du Mise.
Oh my God.
I feel like that's not a direct translation.
I don't think so.
Speaker of the House. Le Palais du Mise.
that is like a direct translation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. And then first Canadian woman federal party leader was Audrey McLaughlin for the NDP.
Mm.
Yeah.
When was that?
89.
Ooh.
And
have there been any since?
Mm.
I feel like there maybe in the 90s, but definitely not in a very long time.
Federal party leader.
We thought Olivia Chow might be the next MVP for a while, but lo and behold.
Yeah, not that I can think of.
What's his face?
Mulcair.
That guy.
And then let's see. First Canadian woman premier was in 91. That's when I was born.
Who dat?
Rita Johnston.
What province?
She was a counselor in BC.
Oh.
And now, and then she was premier of BC.
Oh. Still a female premier. Mm-hmm. What's her face?
Oh, and then first woman in space is also on this list.
Oh, it's Roberta Bondar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Trivia hour.
And then the first Canadian prime minister.
Man.
You want to talk about this? Kim Campbell.
Oh, my God. Kim Campbell doesn't count. She was prime minister for 2 seconds.
Why was she prime minister for 2 seconds? What's the gossip on that?
Someone died.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know. Let's get some Google action happen over there.
What is she up to now?
Kim Campbell?
Yeah.
Still being prime minister.
Give me the goss.
Give me the hot goss on Kim Campbell, please. The lady
she was the prime minister for five seconds. From like June 25th, 1993 to November 4th, 1993.
That is 5 seconds.
It was Mulroney was prime minister and retired.
Okay. Brian Mulroney retired in the middle of a...
He retired from politics. Like, he stepped down, seceded his party leadership, and then she...
That's disappointing.
...took over.
Hmm. Wait, and but he retired from politics while he was prime minister?
Yeah.
That's hella random.
Way to win the trust from the public.
But the prime minister is like, well, he, like, the party elects the prime minister, like, the party leader. So he's the party leader, and the party gets elected.
Yeah, I know, but
so
he was prime minister, and then he was like, ha, I'm done, and then just left. He just was like, I'm out.
So I guess Kim Campbell was the next one to be in there then, right?
Well, yeah. She's like the
vice party.
The party elect the party. The Conservative Party would elect her.
Oh.
And so then she was prime minister, and then what? They called an election in November, and then they were like, bye!
Basically.
And then Jean Chrétien was prime minister. Is that right?
Was it him next?
I don't know. Man, I was like... 0 months old for most of the time that Kim Campbell was prime minister, so I do not know.
You're 0 months old?
Well, if she was prime minister from June to November,
it was Chrétien was in next.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, I was 30 days old for the last, like, month of her
I was, like,
election.
Turning two.
Prime minister.
I turned two.
Just a little cutie.
Just a little baby. So then we had Jean Chrétien.
Yep.
And then we had... Pal Maltais.
Oh my God.
And then we had Stephen Harper since then. So no more women. And now we have Justin Trudeau, who's still not a woman.
But
so
he has good hair, though.
He does. Oh, but he's just not ready.
He's just not ready.
That's like the best ad ever.
It's so funny now. It's like he's just not ready. Yeah. Well, surprise, bitch!
He's ready.
So do we have any other fun facts after Kim Campbell re-women in... politics in Canada? Or was it just like Kim Campbell was prime minister for 5 minutes and they were like, done, no more women?
So basically they called an election with her in. They just called an election and then there was an election and then she was out.
Well, Jean like, Chrétien was filling liberal. In
like, I don't really understand.
I don't, me neither.
What do you not understand? What do you
mean? I don't understand why she was in for like 2 days.
Because there was an election.
Because Mulroney was like, peace. And he just bounced in the middle of his term.
So she doesn't actually really count then.
Well, like, she was an MP. It's not like she was just a nobody.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
No, she was
but
just
like
how
it works is, you know,
street.
Like, the party elects their leader. Like, the party elects Tom Mulcair to be the leader of the NDP, Justin Trudeau to be the leader of the Liberal Party. So if you step down, then they need to put someone else. So they put Kim Campbell.
Okay.
Sabs is like, I'm not sure about this. Don't know how I feel about this moment in Canadian history.
It's very interesting.
Need to put it up for review.
Well, yeah, it is interesting.
Don't know if I approve of this.
That's the only time a woman ever was prime minister, and it's such like a weird situation.
Maybe the Conservatives were like, well, it's fine. They're going to call an election in 5 minutes anyways. We'll just put her there.
But I also
break some stuff.
If a woman was like up for the job and got elected by their...
party
thank you, that the public wouldn't like react the same way as like Americans react to Hillary Clinton.
But yeah, like Mulroney stepped down just because he was not,
you know what I'm saying,
popular. No,
like, I don't think Canadians would be like, oh, women are too emotional.
Like T.I. said about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't know if Canadians would, like, I'm sure there'd be some, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm sure there'd,
like,
be some, but I don't feel like.
It wouldn't be like it is in America.
Well, I don't think there's so much. I mean, people were, like, out of control into a blind rage over the prospect of Justin Trudeau being prime minister because he's too young at 43.
He's not even the youngest. Yeah. He's, like, the second youngest.
Who's the youngest?
Joe Clark.
How old was he?
He was like just a couple years
was this
younger.
Was in like 1918 when everyone I was gonna died say, at 40?
It's just because he was like.
Joe Clark was in
senior.
When my mom was.
Oh.
We know nothing about Canadian politics.
I don't know this guy.
We are a disgrace. It's like.
He was in 79 to 80.
Oh.
He was in. So this is
he was after one. Trudeau. He's after Trudeau.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
So life expectancy was at like a decent amount.
Oh, no, it wasn't Joe Clark. Yeah, it wasn't Joe
so
Clark.
So it matters. Well, if it's like 1918 and they're like, oh, he was like 24. It's like, yeah, but 24 was like old.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Yeah. No,
he
but
was
he
24
was,
and then he died of polio.
I think Joe Clark, yeah, was the youngest.
Okay, we know nothing about history at all. We need to stop talking. Oh, also, God. I just dropped a mouse.
Y'all are ridiculous. I can't.
Can I rap some more?
About politics?
To what? Can I just do the Sarah Palin rap again? That's political.
We did it, though.
Oh. Man.
It has to be something else. Can we play Hotline Bling again?
No! I hate that song.
It's a bad song, I know. I'm sorry.
How about
a bad song. You love it.
It's a bad song.
Lyrically, it's a no!
She
started with a lesson going now.
Now, now, now.
Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Chloe's like board hopping, staring up at the sky. Just so mad. Like, how did I get put into this situation that I'm currently in right now? I think a thing
just
we need
looking
to,
back on my entire life, all the decisions that were made.
How did I get here?
I think a good thing to add into here right now is that Chloe has a politics degree, and me and Savs are like, who the hell is Joe Clark? We're like,
pretty much.
Don't
you're
know.
Like, why did he just step down?
Chloe's like in feeling pain, and me and Savs are just like, polio.
Oh my God. Let's plug some stuff.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. How about we plug Red River Radio?
All right.
No one's into plugging Red River Radio,
radio
right now.
Radio.rrc.ca.
Keep plugging.
That's Red River Radio's website, radio.rc.
Finish the website. She just goes, radio.rrc. No. No.
Just let Lana do it.
Okay, I will do it. All right, guys. Here's what you need to do. Let's break it down. Let's get serious. We're getting serious. Check out radio.rrc.ca. Great content. We got some first years doing some radio shows now, so that's like freaking sweet. What else we got? We got Media Pro Majors doing podcasts.
Yes.
Once a week.
Oh, and tune in for our Halloween dramas.
It'll be on Red River Radio.
Media Pros also did Halloween dramas, so yep. Tune in on Halloween, which I think is a Saturday, so yep. I don't know
you'll have
when they're
then.
Playing them.
You won't have any excuse because you
won't
be
probably play
working.
It that week, during the week.
Yeah, so tune in then.
And our
so
neighborhood features. That's another important thing to plug.
Our neighborhood features? Yep. I don't think those are
we
going on air.
People. Oh, those are going on air. Oh yes.
Oh, well, apparently.
Smart to make sure of it.
Making sure that some other stuff we did is going on air. So just, like, listen to
radio.rc.ca
yeah. all the time.
You won't miss
because
anything.
Because you'll just hear only Media Pro students and occasionally some first years, apparently.
Yeah.
And they have a Twitter. It's at RRC Radio.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
also
yeah,
have yeah. a Facebook. It's Red River Radio. Speaking of those forms of social media, we have a Twitter and also a Facebook. You should follow us and like us and stuff.
do
we
it.
We usually don't use it, but like maybe we will. And do you want to miss out on that like sweet content? It's probably going to be a puppy or something. So like you probably want to be following.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't even finish plugging. I haven't plugged iTunes yet.
Oh shit. Plug iTunes.
You need to subscribe to iTunes. Otherwise they'll never hear the show.
Okay,
Chloe, subscribe is so to bad. iTunes. Chloe. Oh my god.
Okay, go.
We're on iTunes too.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you next Thursday.
Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink.
I hope you recorded that.
I did.